Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. Now, my name's Jake Smith, and I'm in the shed at the back of Mum and Dad's house, joined by my mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James.
That's
how are you, buddy?
My name. I'm well, Jacob. I'm doing fantastically well. How are you, though?
Oh.
How are you?
Look, I don't... You know me, Peter. I don't pride myself on having a flair for the dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pride myself on embellishing, okay? That's not what I do. I go straight down the line.
Yeah,
you know, I'm straight down the line.
Yep.
I never play things up. Okay, but this war—it's been fucked. So
he's had a few days, ladies and gentlemen. You might have noticed that the podcast is out late this week. You might have seen that there was a post on the Instagram account saying that it was late this week, and that we apologise. Because one of our lives were in crisis again.
Look.
Now, just like when we came back after our break, we alluded to the fact that one of our lives had been a bit topsy-turvy. It's the same person.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who, because mental health, physical health, and financial health, that can go astray for anybody. Could be you, could be me.
I would like to make it clear that out of those three things, one... which is fake and not a valid excuse. It was mainly the two other ones, okay? So, well, mental health, no excuse for not doing your work. I want to make that very clear on record.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Now, the more concrete things, my car...
Okay. One of our cars...
we had James... We're in the middle of this festival. I'm on day six...
Yep, of the Good Chat Comedy Festival, which one of us... Producers.
Correct.
One of us manages Good Chat Comedy Club.
I'm on day six at the club.
We're on day six. Yep. One of us is on day six. Yeah. Sorry.
And there's now 20 days to go.
Yep.
Because it actually works out that it's not actually 24 days. I worked out because there's 2 days preceding the festival. And there's actually one at the end with brand spanking. So it's actually 27 days straight I'm going to be here.
Yep.
So there's only 21 days to go.
Yep.
Now, a couple of days in my car, a beautiful...
One of our cars.
A beautiful Mazda 3. The clutch on it was decimated, yep, by one James Donald Forbes McCann.
Who one of us manage.
That's correct. And I'm not blaming James because the clutch was already going. We had an incident where he had to get to a gig and I made the executive call and said, you know what?
One of us made the executive call too. Yep.
You know what? Get my car.
Yep. Just fill in the blanks. When he says his, say in your head, the listener, I want you to say in your head, I want you to say... one of their, because I don't want to keep doing this, but I want to keep up the facade that it's not you, even though, yep, it very clearly is.
Yep.
So whenever he says that it's his issue, yep, just substitute in one of our issues.
Add in an air of anonymity. Yep. Do you
now
know
you
what I mean?
Can continue telling the story about your life.
Yep. So anyways, my car. So my car, the clutch is already going, mm-hmm, scheduled to be fixed on the Monday, and it was a Saturday afternoon. Urgently said, I need to borrow your car. And I said, you know what? The clutch is gone, almost gone, but I trust you to get onto that highway. The gig was at Lennox Head. That's like a 4-hour drive, 3.5 hours or whatever. Go there, get into sixth gear, and then you just stay. So so anyone millennials listening or people who haven't learned how to drive yet for a varying degree.
Yeah, I know what gear is. I didn't know there were six different types.
Yeah, no, well, there's, yeah, a lot of different...
But yeah, so anyway, you said get on the highway, get it into fucking top gear.
Get in top gear.
Get Richard Hammond. Get it out there.
Get out there. You don't have to use the clutch on the highway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just fucking done. And it was great.
and then he was driving back on Sunday for a flight at leaving at 1:10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And at 11 a.m. he calls me and says, "I'm going to need you to come and get me." And he had broken down in the Gold Coast, clutch fully gone. Now, anyone who's driven a manual knows how they work. They should spring back up when you press them down, mm-hmm. not lie at the bottom.
Did it just
in
stay
the footwell?
There?
Wow! Next to a bunch of oil.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. The clutch master cylinder's gone as well.
Oh, so right.
It's been a very yeah. Anyway.
So I guess you didn't factor in the fact that, like, once you get on the highway, you do have to pass through the Gold Coast with a lot of stop starting and all that sort of business.
That's not true. You don't have to. But what had got him was the roadworks on the way back. He hit roadworks, and he was like, it was traveling fine, and then it just. He's also not great at driving manuals, so that just would have just really fucking burnt out.
It would have been a much funnier story if it was because he pulled over for like a bacon and egg McMuffin or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, just put to bed by the fucking council once again. Mm. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your car. As a matter of fact, we already said that it's one of our cars, but
But. And then the reason, now you had messaged me just before this incident and you'd said, we've got to do the podcast today. And yeah, I called you immediately.
Yeah, I believe I had, I'm trying to find it now actually. Because the message I just said was podcast ? And then, yeah, almost immediately I got a phone call of just the fucking screaming. Oh, you want to record the podcast, do you? Oh, you want to pretend to be kids and read a filthy magazine? Well, the real world's happening right now.
That's right.
Oh, hello.
I'd blacked out from rage. And not, I want to say, not a James Donald Force McCann. I love him dearly and God bless him and God keep him. But just the whole situation.
God gave him in a fucking automatic from now on.
Please, fuck him away from a fucking clutch, bruss. But I'd gotten Shad, a wicked friend of the show's car, and then called him and said, "How's Sydney, Shad? By the way, I'm calling you from a car that's not mine. It's yours, and thank you for letting me borrow it." And I had to go down to the Gold Coast, rescue James McCann. He said, "I'm going to drive as far north as I can in an Uber, and you drive as far south as you can. Let's meet in the middle." So I met him like a fucking Ocean's 11 for dumb cunts, right? Mm-hmm. And then I drove him all the way to the airport. While we're like calling Virgin, I called Virgin and said, "I don't think we're going to make this thing. What are our options?" And he goes, "Just get there faster." Like, he's like, I said, "Oh, well, how much does it cost to change to the later flights?" He's like, "You just need to hurry up and get there instead." He just didn't even give me the option. Yeah. Because it was like, I looked up to buy a new one. It was like $600 one way. He's like, no, just you guys just need to go. It's very funny. Anyways, so listeners, I apologize for the lateness of this episode. You know, bit on. There was a write-off for the whole Sunday and we've got shows every night. So it's no excuse for lack of content, but it was a physical thing happening and not just because I was feeling a little bit sad. I don't feel sad. I feel a different emotion. And that is...
whatever the emotion is that turns your head bright red.
That's
he's
right.
got that one.
But now, today, it's not only this head that's full, it's bright red. Mm-hmm. It's also the head of my penis. Because the knob.
Full of blood.
And vigor and vim.
Yep. And soon to be excreting semen.
I think it's fine to have a stiffy, but ejaculating so awful. Now,
what are we doing here?
I have just... found a... Okay, so...
What is this?
Yes, so I haven't chosen an article today, by the way.
What is this? No, so Jake's just opened up the magazine. Now, as we always say, we don't peruse these, but we do flick through.
I've never seen this page. No.
I feel like I've seen... If I flick to any...
Page is there more in this? Oh, I've seen that. Roo one day, poo the next.
We've seen...
But we haven't done this one.
Oh, fuck. That's rough as, man. There's heaps of... There's heaps of pages in here I've never seen before.
We've done smooth.
I've seen that one. Smooth operators. But yeah, I don't recognize these three pages that I've just flicked through at all. So there's a little bit more of this magazine.
Okay, well, I think now I will say, ladies and gentlemen, as a reward for you know the tardiness of this podcast coming out a couple of days late,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna give you an extra spicy one today.
Oh, you're going to do the one that I've just flicked through and thought there's no way we're going to touch that, right?
Well, I think that there's... I also need to do a very hasty upload on this because of the time. So I don't have a lot of time for editing. So now there's two articles here and they both contain children. not in a sexual manner, I believe, in as far as the photos. Not. But okay, here I'm gonna I'm gonna take now. Shut up. The first one says half pint hoofers hack off hookers. All right, that's the first one. And it's got a bunch of
little ballerinas.
Oh, that is, look at their faces. They've pixelated them all.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I know, but isn't that way more obscene?
Yeah,
in a way?
I suppose. But it means there's going to be something fucked on that page because they've had to
pixelate kids.
The kids, which they fucking shouldn't. We didn't need to say this, but there absolutely should not be children in this at any point in time, let alone on back to back centerfolds.
And then the next one is naked with children, and it's what I assume is a mother, a grandmother, and then a baby.
And a bubba.
Naked baby.
They're fucking in like a waiting pool. It's obviously, the photo, the page we're looking at with the naked with children is not explicit or, they're clearly just a family of nudists is
yes,
what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely. There's no explicit. You wouldn't, this is, yeah. This is, while
you could hang that in your lounge room, this picture, and it'd be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not our family, so it's very strange.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's weird and it's tasteless and it's fucking strange.
So
what do you want to do? You've got a choice.
Don't know what. See, I believe this page is going to be about a family of nudists, and that's going to be interesting. But I don't know. Because there's nothing on the little ballerina page. There's nothing that's sticking out to me as rude. But it's also like, it's the not knowing.
All right, we're doing this one. So it says here, half pint hoofers hack off hookers.
Okay.
Now already I reckon what it is that they look to be tap dancers.
Yeah.
I reckon they're tapping and it's like a shared wall with a brothel or something like that. That's what I think.
Okay.
Half pint hoofers hack off hookers. It says here, a pissed off Melbourne brothel has called in the lawyers to stop dozens of pigtailed sprogs taking tap dancing lessons in the building right next door.
Wow, nice work, man. I honestly wouldn't have picked any of that from, so I'm very impressed.
Yes, but see, if you look down here, you see this man, and they've got a man posing and he's looking at the roof, and he's got his fingers in his ears. So you've got to be a bit more observant. Do you know what I mean? And it says here, the owners of the Bambra Studio, a hero whorehouse in Glen Huntley Road, South Caulfield, are kicking up a bit of a song and dance because they reckon the leotarded litlies laugh and whistle at clients as they leave for a route, causing the poor blokes grave embarrassment.
That's pretty funny.
I like that a lot.
So you got all these little ballerinas going like,
Click it, click. All right, it says
we're
here.
Doing jazz hands, you did jazz pants. What does that mean? Anyway, continuing on.
It says, this understandably is bad for bonking business. Mm-hmm. Now, so much alliteration already. After all, no honest businessman can grind. Really don't like saying this sentence, but here we go. This understandably is bad for bonking business. After all, no honest businessman can grind away at an honest sex worker's smoo knowing that little girls are dancing merrily next door.
And so we continue on with the article. Jacob, I invite you to keep reading and fast.
The brothel's solicitor, Nicholas S. Brown, not real name, not real person, told The Picture the dance school had been contravening the council's planning scheme since it set up in February. I've got it. Do you want to be the voice of Nick Brown, the brothel's solicitor?
All right. I think that's him. Here, he's in a tie, white guy, short haired. Okay.
Nick Brown, white guy.
I'm trying to think. I can't get the. Yeah, I think it's up. I think he's up. I think it's an up voice. I don't.
Yeah, it's, I think you're in a little bit. One of the.
He speaks like Siri. I've decided he speaks like Siri. They started up without a permit and they still don't have one, he said. The council received a number of complaints, after which they recommended the dance studio apply for a permit. But that's all they have, a recommendation that they got a permit. However, the planning department have said it should be refused. I didn't take in any of that information because I was still thinking about the voice of which I was doing.
Cool, so what is it? What's the council happened? Received a number of complaints after they recommended dancing. Wait, the council received a number of complaints after they recommended a dance studio apply for a permit, but that's a recommendation they get a permit. A permit for what?
A noise, you know, I suppose. Yeah, go on. Yeah,
but why do you need a permit for... Surely... How loud are these fucking cunts tapping?
There's heaps of them, dude.
Yeah, but that's... What do you mean?
There's heaps. Everyone knows when you have heaps of smalls, they become a big.
Yeah, but have you been to a brothel?
No, but I've been to a ballet school. Now, you speak from your experience, and I'll speak from mine, and we'll see if we can figure out where the clash is. You're at the brothel, right? You spend a lot of time at.
No, hand on heart, I've never been to a brothel, right?
Yeah, well, but why is your hand in the air waving around when you said that?
Wasn't no one
near
your
heart. Hard, and then you had both hands waving in the air as if to say to me, I'm lying clearly on the podcast because I spend a lot of money and time at brothels.
Oh,
I spend a lot of money and time at ballet schools.
Right.
Now, you speak about your experience, which you've had.
No, I definitely have not. Sorry, it's 2022. I reckon it's probably considered brave now to go to a brothel. They go, well done on you for being a part of the... Well, I'm so open with
it is, and you are the most heroic man I know.
Ah, God. So look, I've never been, but my understanding is that it's similar to a strip club in that there's music and shit in there. There's music. There's no drinking legally in there. You can't drink at a brothel. No alcohol on the premises. But it is more noisy than a tap studio. I guarantee that. Bonking alone.
Yeah, but what you have to understand is... So the reason it's so noisy is obviously because the women that you've been hiring make an extra effort to be vocal. Right. When you go in there, they can tell, I think, I don't know any sex workers personally, but I think they can tell a desperate man when a desperate man comes into the building. Mm. And I think they would give a bit of extra, when you're in there. But normally, I don't think a brothel would be that loud of a place. I think you'd have the subtle hitting of pool balls.
What?
You'd have a little bit of bow.
We'd have a bit of pinball in there.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. Have we done this before? Yeah. Multi-ball.
Yeah. But then I think other than that, I think it's pretty quiet and it's all behind curtain and there's a bit of shh
all behind
going
curtain.
On. The ballet studio, that can be a loud place. That can be loud because not only do these little kids have to, they've got to hear the music over all the clickety-clacks. The music's got to be loud because they've got small little ears,
They say it's not even it's not even on top of the brothel. It's next door.
Yeah, but I mean, look at these little blurry-faced angels. You can tell they're noisy, man. Oh. I understand where they're coming from. Okay. I think it's an issue. Anyway, I'm going to continue on.
You're going to read on. Meanwhile,
the dance teacher who runs the studio explained to the pitcher how she came to be giving tap and ballet lessons next door to a hus. Oh, I thought it's a house full. I thought it was a hus full, and I was like, what the fuck's a hus full? Mm. Anyway, a house full of humping hookers. She says, when I first looked at the premises, I went in and introduced myself, and they, bracket the brothel, appeared to be quite favourable, said Sephra Burston.
Okay, well, how do you spell that name?
S-E-F-R-A.
S-E-F-R-A, yes.
B-U-R-S-T-I-N.
B-U-R-S... Holy fuck.
Holy mother of God, he's found something on the internet!
Sephra Burston Dance Studios.
And see what the address is and then add to...
Glenn Huntley. Vic. It's got a mobile number. Oh my God.
You should you should call this and say, excuse me, I was just wondering if is this the Bambra Studio or is this what's the name of the brothel?
Mate, you can do it on your phone, not do it on mine. Absolutely.
I'm too scared. I'm too scared to talk to women.
Oh my God. It's obviously real. Hold on, I'm just looking at it. Wow, Sephra Burston Dance Studios. Is there a... it's next to something that says Coachy Cafe, but I thought it said Coochie Cafe. I'm like, that's it.
That would be it.
No, it's I can't see any brothels nearby. I'm going to look up the other one. Listeners, please feel free to Google along at home. How do you spell the Bambra Studios? Bambra.
Is Bambra the dance studio or is that the...
No. What's it say? Bambra. Bambra Studio, Hero Whorehouse.
The owners of Bambra. B-A-M-B-R-A.
Yep, Studio.
Studio.
Mate, that exists too.
Is it right next door?
No, it's... Look how far away it is.
No, well, I think... This is released a long time ago, mate. I think...
Mate, that's where they are. They're like...
Yeah. But this is now, dude. They are ages away now, but obviously someone's moved.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right, continue on. This is great.
Who do you think would have moved more likely?
Oh, I reckon I know who's moved. I reckon it's the fucking
ballet,
dance studio,
the
obviously.
Kid. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think you're going to get a brothel to move, especially in those days?
Yeah, no.
Hi, do you want to move?
We've already put the giant number out on the street.
Yeah.
We've already got the giant number out on the street, which is a fact you told me. If you're driving around and you see a giant number.
In Queensland, at least, yeah.
And there's no business there.
Yeah, like if you see a big, in an industrial area particularly. If you
and
see
you
like
know
a
this because hand to heart, you've never been. Hand on heart that barely beats. I've never been.
I've driven by him. This is some.
I've driven by him and done a few loops and decided that no one I know lives in this area, and I am comfortable to park my Mazda 3 with the bad clutch out the front.
Is that a euphemism? G'day, love. Where can I park a Mazda 3 with the bad clutch? Sala looks all right.
So anyway, so that's an interesting turn of events. Someone's moved, and it's probably the ballet studio. So that's what she said. The people appeared to be quite favourable, said Sephra Burston. Now they're worried that the privacy of the clients is being invaded by the kids coming here to dance, either as they're dropped off by their parents or as they make their way here. They've complained to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, who seem to believe our children cause embarrassment to the brothel's clientele and have therefore contributed to their clientele dropping off. So she's saying kids and their parents are embarrassing the men, and that's why the brothel thinks that clientele is slowing down in
right.
recent times. Okay, the brothel.
You sure it's not maybe just the competition? So the men have gone in. They got actually fucking.
Oof.
How big you make those shoes? I wouldn't mind a dance. Not the other thing. Jesus,
okay.
Christmas Day.
Oh,
not,
dearie me.
Oh, my God. I would
keep talking like that. You're going to paint the queen.
Oh, my word. No, not that.
For the Rolf fans at home.
Mate. Oh.
And there are a few of you. You have written in.
You know what I meant. No, you don't. You did not know what I meant.
You meant was something horrific.
I was saying the boys might want to go in there for a bit of a tap, 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 have a little dance around. You know what? No route for me today.
You're saying dance was sort of a point of salvation.
Yeah, they'll go, you know what? Instead of the horizontal boogaloo, let's do the traditional vertical boogaloo.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Not anything to do with the kids. Yep. I need to make that very clear.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. We are back. This is fucking awesome. The brothels also said the kids wolf whistle at the clients, but that's just ridiculous. Imagine you're 56, you've just left your bank job, you're like, oh fuck, I hope no one's around. Then you got this little 12-year-old going, what? Yeah! Look at this hot piece of ass coming in for a fuck. Huh?
Smoking a little thin Vogue cigarette.
Shit. Sucking a lollipop. Not getting a lot of action at home anymore, Graham.
Tap it a tap, tap to tap. That's great.
Don't worry, man. Enjoy yourself. We'll try to keep it down in here. Unlikely, though. There's fucking heaps of us.
And ladies, again from the top.
Girl start dancing. Like, I'm not talking to you, ladies. Anyway, it's not only the brothel who are unhappy with the kiddies dance school. Two other businesses. Health Trim Services and Dietary Company and a pastry shop both find the noise from the tap dancing classes a bit much. When the pitcher went to talk to John Kennedy at Health Trim, we found it impossible to compete with the din and had to go outside. Oh, even the pitcher are finding it quite loud.
So next to the Bambra Studio right now is still the Danish Nosh Bakery Cafe.
So the brothel's moved.
No. Bambra Studio's the brothel.
Oh, okay. So definitely, yeah.
So, that's awesome.
That's sick.
The brothel won.
What a day you can have too. You can.
What are their prices? Oh, look at that, man.
Is this Bambra Studio? You're looking at Google Images for the Bambra Studio.
Yeah, it's just pictures of chicky babies and then bloody
Nickies
and then little knick knack knocky nose. Look at those.
Yeah,
things.
You like that, don't you?
That's cool,
you like the
man.
Girl bum, mate, don't you? You're a big fan of the girl breast.
That's fucking sick.
And there's a bit of that going on. 4.7. That's a good rating. Anyway,
4.7. Do we want to see? Hold on. What's the 3-star review? Oh no, there's 4-star. Here we go.
Tried to come. Too much dancing.
I don't know. There you go. Anyways, cool.
Well, that's very interesting. So now we've got confirmation that it was the ballet studio that have left.
Yeah.
So the pitcher had to take it outside as well because it was so loud. Just continue on after the word outside there, Jake.
Okay. So when the pitcher went to talk to Jen, cool. Their Jan from Health Trim told us she complained to her landlord, who said he'd install some pink bats insulation in the ceiling. Pink bats? I don't know what that is.
I know what that is. Mm-hmm. I had that at my family home. It's just a type of insulation.
Right, gotcha. Jan said that the school being there didn't worry her too much, as the tap classes only bother her on Thursday nights when they work back to 8 p.m. Now, Sam Zaltzberg, could be from anywhere. Sam Zaltzberg in the pastry shop said he has no complaints about the brothel being close by as the knocking shop didn't disturb anyone. Have you heard that before? The knock shop? Knocking shop? As in for a brothel? Thought you liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
It said, but he added, as he raised his hands up to his ears, as we can see pictured here.
Yeah.
They said, he's interviewing and he's gone and raised his hands up to his ears. And they said, we'll snap a quick picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, raising his hands up to his ears, the noise from up there sometimes is unbelievable. Now, I'm all for the dance school remaining if they can eliminate the noise, or maybe I'll just finish up early each day as they start at 4 p.m. every day. Now, Nick Brown, this is going back to the solicitor, he said, this is one case where the shoe is on the other foot. Usually, you find a million objections being made to a proposal for a brothel to be established in an area. However, in this case, it's the brothel objecting.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that the shoe really is on the other foot? Wowie wow. How about that? Do you want to have a look? Oh, it says the picture says something here.
Okay, the picture says, for too long now, tap dancing has buggered things up in this world.
I've always said that.
The tap dancing has done some pretty horrific things.
9/11.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa. Killed her, not made her.
How
did Mother Teresa die?
How did Mother Teresa die? Yeah. You don't know how Mother Teresa died?
No.
Cyanide.
Tap shoes.
Oh, sorry. No, it's tap shoes.
How didn't she die? Is that true?
I don't know the answer.
Crumpled to death.
Crumpled. Became a pretzel. She was just old.
She was so crumbly. Mother Teresa. What did she do? Yeah, keep talking.
Okay, so for too long now, tap dancing has buggered things up in this world. Indeed, many top Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby films, were nearly ruined by their incessant tap, 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 coming from the bottom of their shiny black shoes. That is why it is important that tap dancing and humping Sheilas for money be kept as far apart as possible. Which I think we can all agree on. We suggest government legislation re the control of tap dancing lessons, to wit. I don't know what that means. Re the control of tap dancing lessons, to wit. WHIT. What does that mean?
To control the wit. I don't know. I should know what that means.
It does not matter that such lessons not be allowed to be given within 150 metres of any place for worship, pub, brothel, or shops that sell cheese. What a beautiful lesson. So what did we learn?
What were
the lessons?
We learned that you were going to call the mobile number.
My phone's dead, mate.
Oh, you fucking cunt. Well, I'm not going to call him. I don't want to call me back. Isn't that amazing? I like that there was... You know what was good about this one? Is that we actually had some real names. Is that the
No, image? You know what? It's not satisfying. I've lied about the phone. I'm gonna call him.
Sephra Burston.
I'm going to call him. Hang on.
Well, it's a mobile number. So, do you... Assumedly, that's Sephra's name. What if we get to speak to the person... Have you got the number?
One second.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Ah, fuck. I was trying to look up phone ringing sound effect and a YouTube ad played.
Are you stupid cunt?
And then I was going to go, hello, this is Sarah.
Well, you just call her.
Why can't you just put your phone on?
Why can't you just put your phone on?
I don't know how to.
Near do I.
How do you put it on?
Call Sephra Burston.
The number is?
0419. 521-005. Now, don't panic. We don't want to be rude. We don't want to be crass. We just want to say, hey, I'm just reading about an article in the Picture magazine about...
Don't tell it it's in the Picture magazine. what we could say... Hello, is this Sephra Burstyn?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I was just... I don't know.
I don't want to do a prank call. I don't like doing prank calls, so it's not a prank call. I just really want to know.
There we go. Hi, my
we're doing some research. I'm a journalist, student of journalism, university, in Brisbane, Queensland. We're unpacking some old articles and particularly exploring tabloid media. In 1990s Australiana.
Well, you're built for this, obviously, because you've just come out with that so smoothly.
Yeah, but
you can
now
call
I want
my phone, but you've got to speak.
But
I'll fuck it. I know I'll fuck it.
Oh, but I'm going to get anxious now, and I don't want to be anxious today. Oh. Come on, I've just given it to you.
I've learned just hit a call lie, and I'm handing it to you.
No, I'm not. You're.
It's happening.
Last ring. No, you don't. Hang up.
Hi, thanks so much for calling Sephra at Sephra Burstyn Dance Studios.
No
I'd
message.
Really love to get your call, so please leave a message. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, there it is.
Can you keep down that incessant tickety-tack? I'm trying to get my rocks up over here. I know you've moved, but fucking hell, your clickety-clacking's getting even louder. Oh. I've got a shit wife at home that I've been married to for 35 years, and I'm sick and tired of not getting my fuck on. I've paid $120 for some weird, rancid drug addict, and I can't even enjoy it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Keep it down!
That's fantastic.
That was my friend of James McCann calling a dance studio from a brothel.
My God.
Oh, well, that's enough. That was fun.
That was
I'm going to get a fucking call later, and she's going to be like, oh, I missed a call from this number, and I'm going to go, who the fuck's this?
Yeah, but isn't that exciting? We just heard the voice of someone in this magazine. This is the closest we've ever gotten to actually contacting one.
That is true.
Except from the time I messaged that guy at the Tattooist, but that was on a deleted episode that fucked up over Zoom.
That was pretty spooky.
That was weird. Well. He messaged right back and said, thanks, mate.
Well, I think that's pretty much it for today. I think we got a lot out of that. We learnt a bit about some real people that definitely exist. We heard one. We had a laugh. We talked about the fact that you've definitely been to a brothel, and now we're done. So let's have a nice little evening.
And
you stay here at the comedy club. I'll go home to my girlfriend.
Oh.
Enjoy yourself.
You stay here at the place you've been in for so long, and I'll go home to my girlfriend.
No, this was fun. I enjoyed that. I've been at home doing some jobs all day. You've been at home doing jobs all day. We got a little reprieve from those jobs, and that was nice. Lovely to see you, Jacob. Thank you very much for listening to another episode. If you're in Brisbane, holy shit, there's some things happening at Good Chat Comedy Club this month.
Yeah.
The Good Chat Comedy Festival. Heaps of things going on. Doesn't take a fucking genius to figure out what's on. Go to the website, goodchatcomedy.com. When this comes out, it still wouldn't have happened. So please come along on Friday to see my show in the Good Chat Comedy Festival called Songbird, a compilation of an hour of my best musical comedy. It's coming together. I'm feeling very excited about it. And friend of the show, Shad Wicker, is doing his show before my show. So come and do a little double up on the Friday and see everything that's going on. Plus crowd control afterwards. It's going to be a great Friday.
It's going to be
September 9th.
It's going to be such a good Friday.
I'd fucking love to have you there. Seriously. If you're listening and you live in Brisbane, come along. That'd be sick. Please
if
come.
If you live in Brisbane, show up to some of the shows or don't. To be honest, I'd like a night off. And thank you for listening. And I'm sorry about the episode being late. And you all mean a lot to me.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
We should go because you do have a booking at the... Knock shop.
What the? It's just a pink building. It's just a pink warehouse with a giant number at the front.
Okay. What's, anyway,
I'm going to go in there and.
No, that was fun. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. It could be at any time of the week, depending on what happens for Jake in the next 7 days. But
They just upped my rent too. I forgot to tell you about that.
We'll speak to you in 3 weeks. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.